Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about building a tutorial around the Redwood SDK. Let's dive in.
Sounds exciting. I'm eager to hear about this Redwood SDK. So what's the big deal with it?
Well, it's built on top of Veep, making it super fast, and it offers a fresh alternative to Next.js for React server components.
Ooh, a Next.js competitor? Tell me more about this tutorial you're building.
Alright, so I'm using the standard starter template from the Redwood SDK. It's a good base for any project, even something as specific as my job application tracker, ApplyWise.
A job application tracker? That's useful. Did you run into any snags along the way?
A few, actually. I was showing how easy it is to set up, but I got tripped up by the Redwood SDK's Cloudflare worker, which acts as the router. It's different from Next.js's file-based routing.
Different how?
Well, in Redwood SDK, your routes are defined within a render block in the worker file. You can return direct responses or React components. You can even abstract route logic into separate files, which is handy for larger projects.
So more flexibility in how you structure your projects.
Exactly. It's a breath of fresh air compared to Next.js's rigid structure, which can feel a bit limiting at times.
I see. Interesting. What about styling? I heard you mention Tailwind CSS and ShadCN.
Styling was a breeze. Since Redwood SDK uses Vite, integrating Tailwind was as simple as following the Vite instructions. And with ShadCN, adding components is super easy, even though their import paths can be a little quirky.
Quirky how?
ShadCN has this UI folder, but sometimes its imports don't seem to respect that directory structure, which can lead to some head-scratching.
Ah, I've hit similar issues with component libraries before. Did you use Prisma for the database?
You bet. Redwood SDK comes with Prisma built in, which is amazing. I set up models for applications, companies, contacts, and application statuses, complete with relationships between them. The Prisma VS Code extension was a lifesaver for auto-completing those relationships, by the way.
Prisma is indeed a great tool. Any tips for viewers who might want to follow along with your tutorial?
Absolutely. Use UUIDs for IDs that might be publicly visible to improve security. And always, always include created at and updated at fields in your database models. It's just good practice. Also, Prisma Studio is fantastic for seeding your database with initial data.
Solid advice. It sounds like Redwood SDK provides a comprehensive and efficient developer experience.
It does. Plus, deploying to Cloudflare is as easy as running a single command. It's a game changer.
Wow, that's impressive. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Just that Redwood SDK has a lot of potential, especially with its focus on React server components. It's definitely worth checking out.
This has been an enlightening discussion. Thank you for sharing your insights and build process.
My pleasure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.